everyone. Good talk. We are moving into the last stretch of the Gemara. For us, it's going to be a closing part of the Rosh Hashanah until we open it again. So it's a Gemara we're on, it's by the two dots. The Gemara Aleph, towards the end of the Amid, five lines up from the end of the Amid. Oh my God. And yet, I'm going to be a boy, somebody please bestow Al Pi Havoi on the rim of the pit. And a show came about a show in this cover, a show came and chewed up on it. The Nopal of a boy and fell into the boat. So what's the shayla? Seems to be quite straightforward. There's two people who are boy. Is Mr. Boy placed the stone there? And because of that, he made it a collar. That all chipped in, and then there's the boy that actually damaged itself on. So in here, I'm going to have a boy and he's about the knot of the boy fitted to the boy. Corner of my blinkers who not send around on. This is going to be my blinkers who not send around on. Meaning what? What would be my blinkers who not send around on?
Only the instigator or the partnership?
So going to Rashi, would we say, if you're Rashi in place, Kuntarashi, Shaila is, do we say it's Mr. Evan that caused everything? He's the instigator. He's the one that actively did something. Although here, it's a bit different because he didn't actively push the animal in the pit, rather, he actively placed the stone there, which caused the animal to fall in. Then goes there, maybe we'd say he is the instigator, he possibly could, he's the one that triggered off this story, and therefore, he should be the one that's going to pay, and the one the Balabo would be potter completely, right? According to Tasis. According to Tasis, what would the Rabban say? Jason's second Jason's on the page. Let's go back to the second Jason on the page and we'll work it through. Remember that the Gemara spoke that show pushed another show into the pit. And when the Gemara said the Baal HaShoy, Tanakama says the Baal HaShoy is Chayim. Okay, Rashi didn't have anything, he did everything. Tasis, let's look at Tasis, second Tasis on the page. We still have one, obviously. Father Sher Chayim says Tasis, second Tasis. I'll give all that. Father Sher Chayim, Mechto, or Valabay, Potter, the guy. Tasis says that there's a partnership here. It's Mr. Bo and Mr. Sher together killing this show. And what the time can we mean when they see Father Sher Chayim doing that he has to pay everything? The other what? Here's the big half. And the other half, the Balabo is potter. Why?
He didn't fall by himself.
Because it didn't fall by itself. So be careful what you're saying, yes. Okay? The potter is the Moshe Biruach. So there's a special Heter, Ptor for him. So when we read this line of the Gemara now, and the Gemara says, Bona the Machlik is with Nosan Verabon. So in our mind straight away, we have to think, there was Machlik, he said, understand this. According to Rashi, Bona Machlik is with Nosan Verabon, what does it mean? They couldn't drop on. You're the only the person with the stone that is high, and the one that dug the pit is completely off the hook. And according to Rav Nosan, there you go.
They're
liable. Because with Nosan holds, you don't impossibly quarrel. You say you dug a pit, you're liable. The same came according to Tasis. It's not the chefs. But I'm not thinking of Nosan, I'm going to have gone on. the balance with five mass and the balance with portal. And according to Greg Nosser, they both lie about 50-50. Right? They're both partners.
It is a board. It's all the board, this stuff.
They're both board.
Right, so we say the same score, but also that for a follow-up one, it's better than the five stuff.
What's that? This is the wrong place, is that something
should push it in? Well, somebody pushed something into it and it tripped over a stone. Can you even say the same score as Tosfos?
So he tripped over the stone on his own. Nobody pushed him over the stone. Tripped over the stone. So the Bala Evan is definitely high.
The only guy who tripped over the stone.
And the reason why he fell into the bar was because of the stone. Right. So Ramayna, the Bala boy, was now called. Yeah?
Yeah, a couple of shyness. Challenge number one. Let's say there was no pit at all.
Yeah.
The only time that we said that somebody's chayim on a evan as a pit is if he actually falls on the pit, on the stone itself, no?
I think it's rather small. Too short in the taste, it's small.
Now, one is saying that we're saying so this evan, then it would be.
We're saying that this evan would definitely, if you wouldn't go pit, this evan would have killed this animal?
Do you know what else to eat? Hold your horse in, because the Gemara discusses your shadow the next line. Okay? So, we need to take, ask the question then. Okay, so what the Gemara said, somebody puts a stone on the side of the rim. Bono Machlikas, Riyadi and Rabnasa, Rabbana Rabnasa, whether you go, whether the Balambori is Chayim. Right? Says Rashi. Bono Machlikas, Rashi. Last chance on the page, second last line, 955. The person, the owner of that stone is Chayev, to whom Goran called a feeder. He was the one that caused the entire falling. He was the one that did it. So since he was the one that caused it, he's one that's Chayev. Maybe I'll say he should be potter, because only Groma, what did he do? He put a stone there and the animal then fell down. So it's only Groma. So maybe he should be like the Kohen, the guy who chiseled out the ground. Maybe he shouldn't be Chayev. No. So Groma would be an example that Rifkili can't exempt him based on the principle of Groma Minizokim. The Evan Lami, Hainu Boy. Because Evan is also a type of boy. And it's called Ezekiel Yedayim, who it's the type of boy which is called Ezekiel Yedayim, Kedisa, Pegam, Pegimim. And the Gemara says in the third period, Haman Dreamer, the Gemara says it's comparable with the Amnagam of Sakim Rasoy. It's comparable. The kids, the Gemara says, Evan, putting down Evan or Sakim or Masui is comparable to boy. So maybe that, well, it's only grown, but that's what the Torah says, it's boy. Every boy is grown. Doesn't be forbidden. And then it goes off. What causes the animal to hurt itself? The animal. So it's grammar. But the Torah says that's considered your mice. So there's no difference digging a hole, putting a stone. All those cases are what might be called grammar, but the Torah calls a mice to be dying. So therefore, the Bala Eben is Chai. And what about the Bala Bori? Well, he's Bantu, because he wasn't an instigator. And then Nosen, Benchnei, Mishalmi, the Kunja Nosen, they divide up the liability equal to both of them. That's Rashi. Rashi doesn't speak out Tesis. And guess what? Tesis doesn't speak out Tesis either. So we have to speak out Tesis. Tesis will say, Bonan, I think it's also a Bonan meaning. They're going to have a good job, Bonan, but I'll show you the Bala Eben pays Mekta and the Bala Boy is Potter. And according to Rav Nosson, they both pay 50%. Yeah, that's what comes out. Always say Shita. I just want to point out the Ha'ara of the Gemara. Remember, we went through the Gemara had a question. Why do we say the Bala Boy has to pay? The case of the Mishnah. Also, the case of the Mishnah, somebody chiseled because of the sound, the noise, fell in the pit. And we say that the Bala Boy has to pay the whole thing. But the Gemara, why should that be? Why did you blame it on the curb? So Gemara says it's going on your Nosson. You said, and you can also call this a principle that if you can't claim for one of the partners, the other partner has to fit the bill. Nitzvah Nosser has nothing to do with it. Nitzvah Nosser wants to Nitzvah Nosser, paying for the other person's half. What's Nitzvah Nosser all day?
First of all, what was forget.
It's what's Nitzvah Nosser saying? That
the
Balabori is also liable. So we see in the words of Nosser and Aron, it's not just the Machlekes of Nosser Aron, it's not just to make one partner foot in the bill of the other one. Rather, also, yeah, that whether if you get pushed in, is the Balabori chai. We have one hold if somebody pushes an animal in the Balabori is bottom. And if Nosser holds that if an animal got fed into a pit, doesn't matter how, fell in or got pushed in, the Balabori is chai. So that is also a Machlokes de Nosser Rabbanan, and that's what we're saying here. Baru the Machlokes de Nosser Rabbanan. One of the Machlokes de Nosser Rabbanan. Come to Nosser, come to Rabbanan. There's only one instigator here, and he has to pay the whole thing. Come to Nosser, doesn't make a difference if one instigator. Both of them actively, or both of them together killed this animal, and therefore we divide up the cost. Baru the Machlokes de Nosser Rabbanan. One more, which I don't really have terrors at the moment, is why don't we say a Gundra Nossam that the Bala Eben is higher than the whole thing?
Why would that be? Why would that be worse than the case of the Shul Shimon's Shul? Shul Fragment's time.
That being, one second. I'll speak out my point. It's a mistake. I'll speak out my point. We're saying here that the Bala Eben is the one that's liable, right? How much is he liable? Kundra Rashi, the whole thing. Okay, it's Kundra Rashi, very good. Kundra Tesis, how much is he liable?
Half.
Only half. Why not the other half? Who pays the other half? No one. Why is the Bala boy off the hook? There's a possum. Yeah, that's important naturally. Why don't we say
that's from Bala?
Why don't we say that the Bala Eben has to pay the half of the Bala boy?
Because he's not liable with law from the beginning, as opposed to being that he's getting, he has a way out, like it's not
planned for. Sure, this question is not a deep question we need to talk. It's a question just to speak out. Why don't we say that the Bala Eben, why don't we say the Bala boy is bottom? Why don't we say the Bala Eben should pay the other half? The answer is, like Yossi is saying, this is the real answer, that the Rabbanan don't hold They don't hold of it. So maybe here you've got a Bala boy, Bala Eben, the Metis five, and a Bala boy who has a Ptor. But we can't throw back the chir, the Ptor of the Bala boy to make the Bala Eben cry for that. The Rabbanan don't hold of that.
It's not a p'tur.
One second. It is a p'tur.
Why?
The Bala boy had a p'tur.
P'tur, I mean, it's not liable for loving. It's not that he would have been liable, but for a certain...
Why is not p'tur? He's not a p'tur. He's a bishop.
Right, but he didn't... he's only liable if the animal falls in, and here in Chitin.
That's called a
p'tur.
That's called a p'tur. I mean, the Torah said, you're a bishop. Exempting you because you blew him in. So why don't we throw it back onto Mr. Eben? Very good. You're saying there's a person like Rabbanan don't hold on. So why would your Nosson not throw it back on Eben?
Yeah.
You don't have to because by the way you're paying half. So maybe it works out as well. So it's true in a way you're born Machlokes de Nosson Rabbanan, but it works out like this. So coming out, born Machlokes de Nosson Rabbanan, do we look at the instigator? Come to Rashi. Do we look at the instigator or not? Machlokes de Nosson Rabbanan. Come to Tesis. Do we say the Bala boy is potter on his part? Yes, no. Bottom of Machlokes de Nosson Rabbanan. So the Gemara said, cheats it. Why not? Of course. Don't need to tell me all the examples of Machlokes de Nosson Rabbanan. Mount the Tamer. They now have four lines up and then the long. Mount the Tamer. I might have thought. You know when Rabbi Nosson Rabbanan said what they said. Also, Buddha Omar Bala Haboy and Bala Shoy. Elam Biodidi told it from Kotelet. You know why the Baal Shoy is high everything in the case when he pushed the Shoy into the boy? You know why he's totally liable? Awesome who the Omale, Toma Bala Boy, the Baal Shoy, Elam Biodidi. Even had I not had my pit, your soul would have killed the other soul. Your soul would have killed the other soul. So, of course, you're the instigator, you have to pay. Because even had my pit not been there, that soul would have been killed by your soul. And therefore, you're the instigator, you pay. In this case, maybe there's no soul to say that the heaven is the instigator. The instigator, so to speak, can take the balaboy. If not for your pit, my stone couldn't do anything. What was my stone in the end of the day? It's a little pebble, whatever it was. The animal would have tripped up it and got up. Why did that actually die? Because there was a pit there. So you can't now blame me for being the instigator, because ultimately you were a very critical factor in this damage that happened. It is to not Rahim, you're a very critical factor. So maybe the truth that I get the Balaboy. If not for your pit, I'm going to leave my abondo. What was my stone could have done? If the animal would have tripped more on it, have enough, it would have fallen there, and got up straight away. So the reason why I actually died was because of your pit. So maybe in this case, we would say don't go past the instigator, or rather we say the pit is a certain critical factor in this. Damage and therefore should at least be 50-50. Right? So maybe here you wouldn't say the rule of following the instigator. Kemashradon, the Omale, you can say, love heaven, love an offer. The boy can still say, right, in the story post the heaven, my pit was very critical factor. It's all post the heaven. But had your stone not been there, the animal wouldn't have fallen in. So it was only because of your stone, and therefore we would say that you're the instigator and you're the one liable and not the bad.
Why still not in the top of Shia and Sophoma?
Say again?
In the top of Shia and Sophoma.
Okay, one second. So let's speak out the Gemara and then all the questions. Deeper questions after. So the Gemara said like this, we have enough liquid to not know how long. In this case, putting a stone on the bow is also dependent on this enough liquid to Nosson and Rabbon. The Gemara says questions. The Gemara answer is not questions. I would have thought what? Who would agree to whom? I would have thought, which way around, would have Nosson agree to Rabbon or Nosson agree to Nosson? I would have thought Rabbanan would agree to Rav Nosson, that although generally Rabbanan say you go from the instigator, the one that caused it, but maybe here, when the boy was such a critical factor, maybe here you would say that the boy also has to take a part, and the show should be, and that the person put the stone there shouldn't pay the whole thing. Then still the boy can say, you're right. If not for my pig, this animal would not have died. It's true, but the fallen animal was your son that instigated it. Therefore, we still say go according. Fallen of Atlantis and Nostramon. Kunjab Nostram. To 50 questions, but Kunjab Bonon is the Hiddush. Kunjab Bonon, you go according to the person of the stone. That's the shot of the Gemara. I'll be fresh. Yeah? So now you also get some question, or anyone have any question, please speak.
What should I ask for us?
Ask him who?
Ask him the tomorrow meeting. We have two parties here that did something wrong. Does it matter who put what down first?
Well, we know that it was the first man who put the stone.
Yeah, we know. How do we know that?
Because if the stone was the first and somebody dug a pit,
why would the stone owner be liable?
What is that?
Boy, she
on one end.
Good to see you.
Oh. Right. So we get the tomorrow. Yeah, can this voice you go? Thanks.
Hi, Ben. Sorry to disturb.
I did. You took that from a camera front here.
Well, this was about
good job. Thank you.
Okay.
So what are you asking us? You got some shields in my guest house.
If he was Moshiach, right now Moses got out of the way. Yeah, don't jump so honest because he's stepping the animals stay very far away. They never get pushed in. So what's the storyline of here? We're so close to a stone and it was a pit, so
same story. Yeah, they show. Well, here was a parish, that tripped over the stone. But, yeah, same story.
So, back in St. Joseph's.
Who's St. Joseph's?
Huh? Joseph's. My parish.
My kids.
If it's a show,
parish.
Parish. But someone would be liable for it, even during the daytime. So, the fact that you put this bit over there. He's a Moshiach.
Yes, sure.
So Mashma, even though it's an omis, wasn't that he was lying?
No, Moshiach.
So I'm saying, according to the common, only the instigator is going to be responsible.
Right.
Why?
Because you go according to the instigator.
Why? No. Maybe that's only the case where the animals are.
No.
It should make sense. If the Chayim, what does it go according to the instigator mean?
One instigator means that there really is two people of Mishia. The one that instigated it fits the bill.
Awesome. Only in a situation where I wouldn't otherwise have been responsible for it. Why are we removing a klal called in a domushiyah?
There's no innocent. There is a Mishia 100%.
So then you should be liable.
There's nothing in the gossip shoes you're going to scratch out. He was not an eyewitness. There's no
evidence involved. The only thing he was pushed, he's blaming.
He's not an eyewitness.
No, he's thinking of our issues with that. He's saying it was out.
He's not an eyewitness.
They were not through the stone. It was not that
happened. Right.
That means I'm not a chef.
No, you're not a chef.
How?
Because you left something there. Somebody put a stone there.
What could happen? Well, that's when somebody's going to do something that could happen.
Yeah.
They're saying it would not have happened.
It would. If you make a pit, somebody can put a stone there. So you're a big chef. I didn't have pit there. You're like a share, just as a crowd that you have two people of the share. One was the one that caused it, first the instigator, one was the other one that the crowd is going to boss on the car. We're going to, where do we see Russia?
We're going to see that the comment on reading the case that he's for share, it would be fired, that he would not be fired, that he would take only the instigator. Where's the see that? Until now, we said he was talking about either nighttime or a short. So tell me now about the gap. Tell me about the gap that they would say the same. What would they say in that case?
Who's talking about the gap? If you're going to replace this, it's down to turn out very spot at night time. But to tell us, you're talking about the gap. What are you doing?
I'm confused.
Who's saying we're talking about the gap?
I'm asking about all cases.
Okay, you want to know how often I'm
saying? I want to know what I'm
saying. Some of the shy that I'm not going to say. First, I repeat. And put a bird, and put an and something else, put an Evan on the side. There's something called a principle based on Rashi that says you go according to the one that caused the beginning, caused the ball to roll. That's whenever we decide, if two people are Pesher, and one of them triggered it off, the one that triggered it off is the one that's liable. That's what Rashi told us all the way through the Sugya. For instance, Rashi says,
quick scrubbing up.
You have a somebody to the pit, and somebody has another show walking along, and another show comes and pushes it. So Ramosan says, both of them are chayiv. The bori is chayiv, and the show is chayiv. Why is the bori chayiv? It's not an anus. It's not an anus. You should know animals get pushed in. Rabbanon say, though, only the show is chayiv, not the bori. Why? Because you go according to the one that triggered the water. That is Shitta's Rabbanon. You go according to the one that pulled the trigger. So Mela, the one who pulled the trigger was the shoy that pushed out the shoy inside, therefore he's the one that's coming. So too in our case here. You have a boy and you have a stone on the side of the boy. The boy is a bishay, you left it there open. But ultimately, the thing that caused the animal to trip up and fall inside is the stone. So he's the one that triggered it, he's the one that pulled the trigger, and therefore he's the one that has to foot the bone.
Even though it wouldn't have killed.
Now, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that maybe the Mr. Stone could say, okay, I was something wrong, I put the stone there. But that stone couldn't do anything on its own. And then, therefore, the boy is a critical factor. Maybe we would say, at least the boy should be 50-50 in this. Kemash v'lom, that you don't know why, because it's true. Had there not been a pit there, the stone couldn't do anything. But the pit was there, and you put a stone there where the pit was there, and therefore you did trigger off this whole big storm. That's the Gemara, Beis and Rashi, clear. Okay, so now there's a kudah needs to be spoken out. And this is the Gemara trying to wait for Molochai to turn up, but he hasn't. There's a kudah that needs to be spoken out. The words of the Gemara here says that it's not so cautious. You can't say the case of a Nostra Obama is the same as this case. Why? What's different? What's the case of a Nostra Obama that we know about, and what's this case? The case of a Nostra Obama was a shoy shoving another shoy into the pit. So there we say the shoy is chayav. Why? What's the Gemara say? You want to know why the Bala Shoy is high. Why is the Bala Shoy high?
Because if it wasn't for your animal pushing you in, it would have fallen.
No, it doesn't say that.
Your animal would have killed it anyway.
Your animal would have killed it anyway. My boy, wasn't such a factor here. Your animal would have killed it anyway. Your animal went and shoved itself into it. It would have killed it anyway. So, Mamela, what do you want from me? I think you're here. You can't put it all onto the Evan. The Evan didn't kill it. As well, no, we said the Evan is also, he's the one triggered it, he's high. But the Gemara seems to say clearly in the case of the Shur and the bird, that the Shur would have killed it anyway. First, the Shur would have killed it anyway. And here's the big question that, yes, the Multiparo was asking, Yossi was asking, and I think also Shur mentioned it as well. If that's true, that the show would have killed it anyway, then that bow was really just a lame duck. Really was totally irrelevant. The show would have killed it anyway. So how on earth is it possible for a Nossim to come along and say that the bar and the bow has to pay? Why does the bar and the bow have to pay? The bar and bow received a dead animal. Even had the pit not been there, the animal would have been dead. Nossim would have the bar and show. If not for my pit, your show would have killed it. So it sounds like the animal received a death blow from the show. So what's the boy do? Why does the boy have to pay? Why do I have to come onto the sword thing? You know why the boy should die? Because he instigated it. That's Rabbah. And the reason why I put to it, Nossim, by the way, is because he's part of his apartment. What did the bad boy do? If not for the bar, anyone would have died. Right?
That's his claim. He can say, draw it back. He can say it back. He would make a mistake. Maybe somebody would have, you know, interfered. You don't know for certain.
What do you mean it's his claim?
He wasn't dead. When the animal first gored it, he didn't die and then fall in. He was still alive. You're making a claim that if there was no pit, he would continue chasing him, goring to death.
Nice claim that you're making, but how do you
know? The simple reading of it is that the show gave a death blow. That can't be. But if the show gave a death blow, then there's no way the Baal HaBayis should be chayav. That's the simple reading. So, oh, and the Shita says,
if it had the pit not been there, and therefore the show would still be lying on the ground, it would have come about another.
Right, excellent. That's how the Rosh and the Pshat is right. Yossi is saying, your animal was seeing red, was goring this animal, would have kept on goring it, dragging it along until it died. So what was my pit? It's true, my pit actually did help him give its final death, right? It's true. But in the end of the day, even if my pit not been there, your show would have killed it. So therefore, I'm blaming you. I think even heaven definitely didn't do it. Heaven is a dormant item. And that's under our experience. That means in the whole sugya, we're not talking about an animal that's dead before it landed in the pit. And we're not talking about an animal that would have died even had they not landed on the pit either. At the moment, from that blow they received,
it's in the paper.
It's not dead. It's not dead yet. It's not treated yet. The choice is like this. Do we say the show gave such a push, which because it falls into the pit, it died because of that? But even had the pit not been there, the story would have anyway carried on giving a push, another push, and another push until the animal's dead. So anyway, Mr. Shoy is the one who is dying. You're Bishair. You left your animal to kill the other animal. So you're Bishair. How did this animal kill? Actually, it shoved it into a pit. Even had the pit not been there, it would have shoved it along the ground until it's dead. Your animal was a Bishair. You were Bishair. Your animal killed this animal on the fire. Or we say, oh, Isa, how did he die? He died by falling in the pit. The Balabar is also Bishair. Shai, now you look at it. Come on and say, you say, the person instigated this chayiv, the Balabar, and the Nasa said, Balabar is also chayiv. Ultimately, the Balabar killed as well. Mashenkin, by the end. Here, it's harder, we would have thought, to blame all of the Balabar. The Eben is that. Couldn't have done very much without the boy. So the boy is a critical factor. So you might have thought the head of Balabar would be chayiv. And not just the Eben. Kamashalon, no. What's the Kamashalon? Yep, say the Kamashalon is putting an Eben on top of a pit. You know that's what's going to happen. You put an Eben on top of a pit, you can't say, well, had the pit not been there. That's what you did. And then for your chayiv. Kamashalon, your chayiv for that. Yeah, that was all I'll keep. Rashi in the Sugya. Places you have to really think through a little bit. We can speak it out aloud, but you have to think through a couple of places. Let's work out what the place is all. Put them to our bomb. Who's five? No, in the case of the show and the boy, who's five? Come to.
Sure.
Come to Tayyis and come to Abba, who's five and how much?
Sure.
The Baal HaBayis is five. Next door?
Balls
the Baal HaBayis is five. Why is he bottle?
Because it didn't fall, and it got crushed.
Right. And come to Abba, they're both 50-50. So now what's the Gemara saying? When he puts his stone there, surely it's exactly the same. The Baal HaBayis should go driving there. So only he put the stone there. He made the Takala. And the Baal HaBayis left the patol because he didn't push it in. So what's the Gemara saying? My other thing, I would have said, maybe the Baal HaBayis can say to the Baal HaEven, the case of the previous Gemara, the reason why the Baal HaShoreis HaEven Metzor is because he was killing this animal. Hashem can hear the Eben didn't do anything, can't do anything on his own, and therefore what? Therefore, he should be potter completely. That sounds a very unfulfilled. Therefore, he should be potter completely. What's the Shakvatari? In the case of the Shori and the Bori, so the reason why the Baal HaShoreis Chayav Metzor, why is he Chayav Metzor? Is because.
He's a partner. He has a partner.
Yeah, but why is we're saying? You're Chayav. Why are you Chayav? Because your animal, the Etzim, would have killed, could have killed this animal. Your animal could have killed this animal. Therefore, you're definitely a partner here. So you definitely have to play. I'm Potter, Mr. Boy's Potter, saved it because he's got a tool. And the show is guy. Why is the show guy? Because he could kill. Masha Inki in the kitchen, he put a stone next to the pit. seems to be a happening now that the Bala boy will be potter completely. Bala soy should, the Bala heaven should be potter completely. Bala heaven should be potter completely. Why? Because the stone can't do anything. The whole thing that happened was because of the boy. So maybe the Bala boy should pay the tithe. Maybe the Bala boy should pay the whole thing. Or maybe, according to Bonon, the Bala heaven should be off the hook. I mean, everyone's off the hook. The Maswan, no, it is your thing. I mean, the Chiddush, I don't know if it's true. That's how it's to read. The Chiddush, there's a hammer that you put down in heaven. You cause it to color, but you should still be off the hook. So it actually speaks out. It's not more of a boy then.
It's a border.
It's a border.
It's a border. It's a wall when it falls onto that item, which the Torah is mechayim. But if it's falling into a separate item belonging to somebody else, you're not chayim, you're a grumma. The only time we saw that the Torah says one is obligated for a grumma is when the animal falls in under his grumma. So we said evidence, you know, and so oh. At the end of the day, we said it falls on the banana peel, which I don't understand exactly. It falls onto the actual peel.
We said even if it falls after it, according to Shmuel as well.
Because it's not because we can't put it on something else.
Even
a regular fall, just a regular fall.
If it broke his leg because of it, yeah. Yeah, so I'm saying, I know that's how the Gemara reads. Yeah. The Gemara reads according to Tesis. Again, just speak out. What's Tesis all? Tesis, the second Tesis said, Bala Shoy, when we say that the Bala Shoy is Chayim, when he pushed another Shoy inside, never meant that he should pay the whole thing. Didn't hold him this instigating business. There's no half a minute that the Bala Shoy should pay the whole thing. The whole Chiddush in the Rabbanan is that the Bala Boy is wrong. That's the Chiddush.
We're going to Rabbanan. What's the Shmuel?
People are going to Rabbanan. I'm just speaking out what it is. Again, the Chiddush is told that the Machlekes are not in Rabbanan. What's the Machlekes? Do we say the Bala Boy has a tool or that somebody pushed inside? Rabbanan hold. There is such a tool, we must hold. There isn't such a tool. But of course, the Bala Shoy is never carried more than half. So in this case, the Evan, there's no happening that the Evan should pay more than half. The Bala Evan is like the Bala Shoy. Should only pay half. And the Bala Boy, he's got a tool from Rabbanan. He has a tool. So what's the Gemara saying? I might have thought that when did we say that the Bala Shoy pays half? That's when his Shoy could have killed it, ultimately, could have killed himself. But Shane came in this case here where the Evan can't do very much, so I might have thought the Evan should be potter completely. And the Bala Boy is also potter because it wasn't his fault. So we've got a case here, they've got a case where the, even though the person put down at the coral, the Havamay should still be potter. Why? Not because there's no Hevel, not because it didn't land under the stone, but because the Boy is the thing that killed him. That's what I want to say. You might have thought the Bala Evan could say, if not for your kids, my Evan couldn't do anything. So Kiddush. No, somebody puts the color down and say, well, you know, it's not my fault, it's because of something else. But that's what I want to say. You want to say that thesis. And the Gemara says once, and the Bala Evan can say, there is a boy here, he has to deal with it. Nothing to do with me. And the boy will say, I've got to. But the Bala Evan will say, it's not my fault. The reason why that animal died is not because of
him. Yeah, but then we have Mashallah.
Right.
It's also because he, and it's where he placed the heaven. I mean, he could place the heaven anywhere, but placing it right there makes it.
That's what it's saying. Mashallah. Yeah. Now, the heaven, is your body. It's all you.
He put the hazard in a place where it maximizes danger.
It's even more difficult because the core was the Bala was great customer money. The finish is whether you're on the
core,
not the shore. The finish is really on the core, not the shore. So I understand the heaven. That's not.
Like, throwing it back on the heaven.
Yeah,
right. I mean,
that's
well,
not a question anymore.
Right.
It's not about what
it's definitely on. So this starts like what's taste with. Let's speak out. We're meant to a little tricky. Top. That's what we're going to hold for now. We're doing Chazara now, from where we started looking at his mom until that moment. So the next couple of days, spend some time, probably start to do it. But now that we've got to here, remember what we've lost in our bomb and try and work out a Rashi and Thesis, Rashi and Shitta, what Rashi holds machlik between an osner and bonon. Taste the shit away, hold machlik between an osner and bonon. And now that we've gone through it once, you should go look at Chazar and go through it.
Now, which taste was speaking out
before? Second taste is on the
page.
Yeah. So we just went over it again. Okay, so how are we going to do this? So Chazar, obviously, we took Chazar together. But today is Tuesday. So me on Thursday, I'm going to come and go through the Gemara, Rav, Shmuel, Hebel, Bar, and start Rav Nosson. Me on Sunday, I hope to be able to go through the rest of the Gemara again, Chazar. So we have an hour till about Sunday to do Chazar, and then we're going to continue on the beast. Okay, we came just in time for Chazar. Okay.
Any test questions?
Test questions are going to be given out to Mr. Shem today. Okay, very good. Moshe, I want to introduce you to David. David.
Hi.
Moshe is from Manchester, and David all the way from the Chems, I think. Right? And I think the two of you will be good together.
Who's that from Manchester?
Moshe, what's your family name?
Wise
from Manchester. You know them?
I'm not sure. I'm so. What part of Manchester?
I'm not sure actually. Moshe, which part of Manchester are you from?
Prestwich.
Yeah, I think we do. My son is Michal Singer.
Moshe Singer to Moshe Peretz. Moshe Peretz
Singer. Hello.
I'll introduce you on second order. We have Phil Krita.
Wise.
1 second. Doctor, can you see Moshe Wise?
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, my son is Michal Singer in 97 Albert Avenue.
Yeah, I didn't know what you said.
My son is Michal Singer, 97 Albert Avenue. You don't know? Okay, anyway, good you joined this year. Be well. Bye.
I'm back to the shore already.